Okay, Rabbi, today's blot is Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we're starting from the final word on Tzadik Amid Beis. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Hu oinein ha-mafakeach es ha-gal v'chein mishiv tichuhu l'hoitzir mibeis ho-asurim v'ha-choyle v'ha-zokein she'en yichoy lechol k'zayis shoichten aleyen. What we're saying is, in our Mishnah we have a group of five. These five people, at the time of the Shechitas Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, at that moment as we speak, could not have eaten the Korban Pesach. Of course, nobody can eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach because it's too early. You have to wait until nightfall. But had that 3 o'clock been nightfall, they would not be able to eat the Korban Pesach at that time. Why not? An oinein, as you know, means chas v'shalom, someone whose immediate family member has never passed away. And min ha-toyre, there's a din of aninus yoim, which means that entire day, the person is an oinein. Even if chas v'shalom, that person who passed away that day, was already buried that day, the person remains an oinein until nightfall. At night, there's a din of aninus laila, but that's dirabonon. The din of aninus diaraisa is only during the day. So therefore it says about the oinein, although he cannot eat kochim now because he's an oinein, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah befeirish that an oinein cannot eat kochim, but we learn it from a kal v'chomer from Maaser Sheni. Because by Maaser Sheni it says, Lo'yachalti v'oini mimenu. The oini means I didn't eat from the Maaser Sheni when I was an oinein. It's kal v'chomer to kochim. But in Maaser Sheni tonight he'll be able to eat. Because although he happens to be an oinein laila, but that's dirabanan. And lo'yhamidu chachomim es tevreim b'mokim koreis. And therefore be able to go and eat the Korban Pesach tonight. And similarly, mavakeach es agal. Vakeach es agal is talking about Rachmona Litzlan. There was a building collapse, and it collapsed Nebuch on a chushev yid. On a yid. And now another yid is looking for him. He's mefakeach. Mefakeach means he's digging and he's drilling and he's searching and he's looking. And whilst he's doing that, presumably he is being mahil on the person in the gal. If that person turns out to be chai, he's alive, wonderful, givaldik. But if chas v'sholom he passes away, the one that's mifakeach is going to be mal al hames, and he won't be able to eat. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, we don't know what's going to happen, but we shecht it on his behalf. And if it turns out at night that Baruch Hashem the person lived, then the mifakeach will be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Rachman Lusson, a person is in jail. We'll see shortly in the Gemara why he's in jail, but he's in jail. And they promised him. They gave him a special clemency, a special pardon, or the special vacation, and they said, you're coming out tonight for Passover, we're going to pass over you and allow you to come out of the dungeon, out of the jail tonight, you'll be able to eat tonight. So therefore, based on that, they went and shechted the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Nebuch, this person is weak, he is sick. The Zokin is Kenai Nahara, 119 years old. But both of them can attest, yes, Baruch Hashem, it will take us a little bit, but we can eat the whole Kizayis of the Korban Pesach. So all of these five people, Shoichten Aleyen, we will go and check on their behalf, even though we know that tonight it might be a little iffy, if you will. But we're going to go and shecht on their behalf nevertheless, because we're hoping that tonight that we'll be able to go and eat from the Korban Pesach. But however, al kulan ein shechten aleim b'fnei atzman, but don't shecht on anyone on behalf of any one of these five on their own. In other words, don't just go and bring a Korban Pesach on the onein alone, or just mafakeach es agal, or the person who's in jail, or the choyle l'zokin. Don't bring it for themselves alone. Why? Because Shema Yaviu as a Pesach Lidei Psul. Because unfortunately, maybe in fact, they won't be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. Now you're saying to yourself, why won't they be able to eat from the Korban Pesach? Let's look at Rashi, Shem Yaviv Idei Psul. This is the third narrow line of Rashi. Shem Yitamin Oinein Lemeisai. The Oinein Nebuch, he lost a family member. He's going to be desperate to go and bury that family member as soon as possible. Maybe there's no Chevra Kadisha available. Maybe they are available. But Nebuch, in his terrible, terrible state of sadness, he may come to Matam himself, and then he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. We're hoping and we're praying and we're saying tell him that the guy in that building collapse will survive, but maybe it's in a mess. Chas v'shalom, there'll be a mess. Even though they promised him that they're going to let him out, maybe at the end they're going to change their minds and say, no, you have bad behavior this afternoon, we're not going to let you out. Even though they say at that time, Baruch Hashem, we have an appetite, we can eat a kazayis. Maybe by the time it's 12 o'clock at night, after they've heard the manishtana, and they drunk two out of three koises, two out of the four koises, they're ready and they ate a little piece of fish or whatever, they're stuffed. And they can't eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. So the whole thing is a little bit iffy. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you want to shecht on their behalf, sure, shecht on their behalf. But make sure there are other people that are part of their karbon. It's like we had earlier on in our mesechta, that if you want to go and be mitztaref, einam menuyim, or einam oichlin, if you shecht the Korban Pesach only for people that are einam menuyim, or only for people that are einam oichlin, or only for people that are areilim, or only temeim, the karbon is possible. However, if you go and shecht the Korban Pesach for menuyim ve'enam menuyim, for oichlim ve'enam oichlim, for areilim umulim, and for temeim utahayrim, as long as there's some that are registered, that are oichlim, that are able to eat, then it's kosher. So that's what the Gemara says over here, that's what the Mishnah says. All of these five people, we are hoping the Mi'at Hashem, they'll be able to eat tonight. But there is that possibility that they might not be able to eat tonight. And because of that, we say, make sure you mitztaref somebody else with them. And now, lefichach, emira behem psul. What happens if subsequent to the 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they shechted the Korban Pesach, there was a psul? What does that mean, there was a psul? That unfortunately the oinin became tamei subsequently at 5 o'clock? Or Nebuch, the person that was supposed to get out of jail, they told him at the last moment, we changed our minds, you're staying in jail. Or the Chayv Mezakin, they cannot eat. Peturim Alasas Pesach Sheni. As long as at the time of the Shechita or the Zrika, they were ra'ui to eat, then it's fine, even though there's a subsequent psul. And they're Peturim Alasas Pesach Sheni. This, by the way, can happen to anybody, Chas V'Shalom, who is a regular, normal individual, and he signed up for the Korban Pesach, and they did the Korban Pesach, and everything is fine and dandy and givaldik, and guess what? That night, 7 o'clock, as he's getting his kittel together, and his machzor, and he's running to the Seder, and everything is wonderful, he steps on something. And then he looks, what did he step on? He stepped on an achbar, or on an halto'ah, or one of the 8 Shmoinish Ratzim, which is Matame B'moisek. Or he touched an Avela. Will he be able to eat the Korban Pesach now tonight? No, because even if he toivels right now, he won't have Herif Shemesh. But he's an Onus, and he is Yoitz his Korban Pesach because they shechted it on his behalf. He's Patalas Pesach Sheni. He doesn't have to do another Pesach Sheni because at the time that they shechted it, he was perfect. So in the case of our Mishnah, all 5 of these people, there is a good possibility, or at least some possibility, that they won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Zokta the Mishnah, as long as at the time of Shechit and Zrika, they look like they would be able to eat, fine, shecht on their behalf. If it turns out at the end, as nisht, then they are potter lasis Pesach Sheni, except for chutz mefakeach begal, if, however, Rachman Litzlan, in the case of Vekech HaSagal, that when we finally unearth the individual, we find that Nebuch, Shamtei Misasai, Shamtei Kvurasai, Nebuch, he passed away, Halach Leilamai, then I have to assume that the Mefakech HaSagal, whilst he was Mefakech, whilst he was bending over at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he was already Ma'il al hames. Even though it's possible that at that time the mes was still alive, and he only died 2 hours later. But the top Tosis says, why do we have to assume that he was dead already at that time? Maybe he only died an hour or two later from suffocation, but he couldn't breathe. Since we found the person dead, then we have to assume that he was dead from the first minute. Not that I know for sure, but unfortunately, I have to make that halachic assumption. And if that's the case, even at the time of the shechita, he was not ro'oi, so he would have to go and bring a Pesach Sheni, Me'at Hashem, a month later. The other four will be off the hook, but he will be chayv. Okay, so one of the major cases that we had in our Mishnah was the case of the person that was in jail, that they promised him to let him out. And then we said, make sure don't go and shech the Pesach on his behalf alone, because we shecht it on his behalf. And it turns out that he will not come out. If that is what happens, then we'll be bringing the Karban Pesach for naught. It will be maybe the day psul. So therefore, make sure you have at least one or two others that are not in jail. As Omer Rabbi Bar Huna, when do we say that you're mitztaref other people to that Karban Pesach? El Beisu Asurin Diakum. When you're talking about a jail that is owned and run by the Goyim, a secular jail. What's the reason why? Because in such a case, I do have to be concerned that they're going to change their minds. Even though they solemnly swore they're going to let him out for Yontif, we may change their minds. And the Rebbeinu Chananel quotes the Pasuk, Asher piyam diber shav v'yaminam yamin shaker. When the Goyim makes his commitment to you, you cannot rely on that. Alva Beis Assum the Yisrael, if you're talking about a Jewish jail, which is under the auspices of Yin, Shoyach Lemifniyatu, we can even check on his behalf alone, Kibin Davtechinu, once they made that Haftacha, Mapikle, they will fulfill their promise. Techsiv, She'edus Yisrael, Yasu, Avla, V'li Yidabur Kozav, if they committed, if they promised, their word is golden. You can rely on it, and therefore you can even check for him, Bifniyatu. Now, if you're wondering to yourself, where is there a concept of a Jewish jail? After all, we know that the Torah says that a person has to be punished, chas v'shalom. He has to go and get malchus, or one of the mises bezdin, or misa b'dei shemoyim, or kares. But where do we find the inyan of a Jewish jail? So Rashi, almost halfway down the Omer, tells us, yeah, Rashi gives us three cases. Two cases which are midrabanan, and one case is which min ha-Torah. You see Rashi in the middle of the Yomid Beisu Asurim Shal Yisrael. It's about three lines higher than the wide lines of the Gemara. In other words, the Rashi, which is parallel to three lines higher than the wide lines of the Gemara. Says Rashi, Beisu Asurim Shal Yisrael, Kigoyin, L'koyf al-hoitzi isha psula. You have a Koyin who's married, for instance, to a Grusha. Or Yisrael that's married to a Mamzeres. And the Bezin said, mister, you've got to get rid of her. You cannot. Every single day that you're living with her, you're living in sin. And he refuses. We put him in jail, again with Rabbanan, to enforce the laws of the Torah. Or if you have a debtor's jail, a person who has money, and he refuses to abide by the Bezin's psak, you put him in jail. Now those are Rabbanan. But in Amri, did you have a diaraisa? We had in last week's Sedra in Parshas Mishpatim. What happens if a person goes and hits his Eved Kanani with a mortal wound that chas v'shalom he may die? So the Pasuk says you have to monitor the situation. Ach im yoim o yimayim yamoid leyukab kichas pehu. You have to see whether he's going to live for 1 or 2 days. Ach im yoim o yimayim. So Rashi in Chumash already quotes Chazal. What do you mean? 1 day or 2 days? What does that mean? It means 1 day that's like 2 days, which means a full 24 hours, amis less. So what does it say in the Pasuk? Im yakam mishalech b'chutz. Im yakam mishalech b'chutz al mishantoi v'nika amaka. State in Pasuk that if he is able to go afterwards, yakam mishalech b'chutz, then v'nika amaka, you don't have to go and pay for him. However, if he doesn't go out in Chayes, however, if Chas v'Shalom he's not going to live, then the Odin is going to be Chayef. So the point is that you monitor whether or not the person who received the mortal wound is he going to live or is he going to die? And during that period of time, for the 24 hours, we put the Odin in jail to see what the outcome will be like. Anyway, bottom line is, that's where we find the Jewish jail. And if they say, we're going to let you out before Pesach or before Seder night, you can rely on that. And therefore, you can go and shecht Korban Pesach even for one lone Jew by himself. Omer of Chizda, hot the Amos Beis Assum the Akum. There that you said they assume the Akum, we're afraid they may not let him out, and therefore don't go and shecht the Korban Pesach on his behalf. The question is, where is the jail located? If it's located outside Beis Pagi, which means it's outside of Yerushalayim, and if they change their minds, he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. What happens if the jail is within the borders of the boundaries of Yerushalayim itself? Then you can shecht. Why? Because worst comes to worst comes to worst, they don't let him out, my timer. Efshadam delay the ochale. Nevertheless, the prison authorities did allow people to bring in meals into the jail. So as long as the jail is in Yerushalayim, worst comes to worst comes to worst, they don't let him go home. Fine. But at least you can go and slip through the bars the Korban Pesach, and I'll be able to eat Korban Pesach, and that's why you shoichen olav, you can shecht, even if it's only for him alone. Good. At the end of the Mishnah it says, that's all fine and dandy by the four. However, if you're talking mefakech es hagal, then if chas v'shalom we find that the person died, then the mefakeach we'll have to do Pesach Sheni, because we will assume that Nebuch, the person, died already at the time of the Shechita of the Karp. Amar Rabbi Brachon, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it depends. Lo yishonu ele gal ogul, av a gal oruch potu milasas Pesach Sheni, eim etor hoyu b'shah Shechita. So, what the Gemara tells us now is something fairly simple, and that is, it depends what this gal looked like. If the gal was directly over the mess inside in a circular type of situation, where eventually when we find the mess was smack underneath that gal, so we have to assume at the time of the pikuach, at the time that the person was searching for him, we have to assume that he was ma'il al hames. However, what happens if there was a big building collapse and it was much longer and wider than that person? That person was 5'8", and the gal goes for 10 feet. In other words, it's much longer. So maybe when he was unearthing the right side of this collapse of the gal, and the mess was under the left side of the gal. You have no guarantee that he was mile ala mess, even if we find that the person Nebuch passed away. But maybe at 2, 3 o'clock when they were shechting the Korban Pesach, the person was mefakeach on the other side of the gal. So the only time where our Mishnah says that it's a foregone conclusion and a strong presumption that the person underneath the gal was dead already at the time of 2 or 3 o'clock when they shechted the Korban Pesach, that's after when the gal ogul, where he clearly was mile on the person's body. I don't know if the person was dead or alive, but he clearly was mile. Says our Mishnah, we have to assume that Nebuchadnezzar was dead already at the time, and the person will have to go and bring a new Korban Pesach, but Pesach Sheni. But if it's a Gal Aruch, he's part of the Pesach Sheni. Ein metor hayu b'shah shechita, because maybe he wasn't mal on the person. He was mal on just some lots of rubble and rocks and stones and cement, but there was no person there, because the person was further along underneath the Gal. Tanya Mihochi, Taka bring a Rai, and Rabshim and Benoy Shem Rabbiyachim a Breuker, should probably say Rabbi Shmoel, Benoy Shem Rabbiyachim a Breuker, Oimer, Mefakeach Begal. When the person is searching out Nebuch for a person who's under the building collapse, Eitim Potter, Eitim Chayv. Sometimes we will say that even if the person passed away, that he is Potter from Pesach Sheni, and sometimes we'll say that the Mefakeach is Chayv Pesach Sheni. Ketzad, Gal Ogul, it's such a round gal, which means it's directly over the person's body. Benim says, Tomatachto, and afterwards, Nebuch, we find that the person died, then the person who's mefakeach is chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, because I'm afraid at the time of Pesach Rishon, he was already the person underneath the collapse was already dead, and the mefakech was already tamei. But gal oruch v'nimtzis tumah tachtav, even though we find nebuchadnezzar later on, potter, there's a good chance that during the shas chita he was on the other side of the gal, and therefore he is potter from bringing a pesach sheni, because at the time of the shechita he was still tohar and kosher v'yusher, and everything is fine. You might even say perhaps that you have even a svek sveka. What's a svek sveka? Number one, maybe the person wasn't dead at that time, he was only dead an hour or two later. And even if he was dead at that time, the mefakech gal was on the other side of the gal and not this side of the gal. Anyway, but bottom line is, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said in our Mishnah, that leshon al gal ogul, but by gal orach taka, the mefakech as a gal, will be parted from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Now, in this Mishnah, we focused on bringing a Korban Pesach on one individual. We said that lechatchila, don't bring it ein sheichton aleh b'fnei atzman, shemiviu es ha-pesach lidei psul. From that Mishnah's mashma, only because of these five people, where there's a good chance that things may change from now until tonight. However, what about a regular case of a regular individual? Yankel Smith comes to the Beis HaMikdash with his Shepsala. The Kohanim ask him, tell me, do you have anybody on your list? He said, no, I'm all by myself. Nobody wanted to join me. What can I do? Will we allow for the bringing of the Korban Pesach on one individual is a machloikis in our Mishnah. Ein shoichtenes ha-Pesach al ha-yochet div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a very sad fellow, this Yankel Smith, that nobody joined him on his Korban Pesach. But the eitz is, he'll have to join somebody else. There's got to be somebody in Klal Yisrael that will allow him, if he pays his $20, to be part of the Menuyim, and he cannot bring a Korban Pesach by himself. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Why can he not bring a Korban Pesach by himself? We'll see, because of a pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan as soon as we start the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda,
don't worry about the fact that he can't finish eating it. How can one person eat a whole seah or a whole...
What you're saying is correct. Obviously, there is always a concern of potential noiser. But what the Gemara is telling us is, although that is a concern, as long as that one individual is able to eat a kazayas, we hope he will be able to go and eat more. And maybe he'll find friends, Romans and countrymen, that he can schlep in for his suda to go and eat up more and more, so that there shouldn't be a dinam noiser. But legabe, that concern would not invalidate bringing a carbon for a yachid. It's a concern, definitely.
No, they're not menuyot. He could bring in a, that we had the other day, I wasn't certain of that. So they're not menuyot, but they could go on his ticket.
He can go, he can invite people on and to join him. Remember, we had that there were 10 menuyim, and one of them brought in a guest, and the other said, we don't know who that guest is. Here, you can go and take your portion and share it with him, kizintahait, but we don't want to share our Korban Pesach with him. So they give him 10%, because there were 10 menuyim, and they say to Yankel, you share it with Beryl, your guest, kizintahait, but now Yankel has to have in mind for Beryl beforehand, because otherwise we hold Ein Breira. But if he had in mind b'shas shechita that he wants to invite Beryl and Shmerel and three other friends and five other countrymen, all the other people, he, you know, will take out his whole telephone list and he says, all these people I have in mind, that if they don't have another Korban Pesach, I want to have them join me. Anyway, says Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot check the Korban Pesach al yochid because of a pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Matar, Rabbi Yosi says it's mutter, as long as, says Rashi, that individual is able to eat a full kizayis. We will let him have his own Korban Pesach, and hopefully he'll be able to eat more, or bring in family or friends, and they'll eat more, so we won't have a din of noise. But you're allowed to go and check the Korban Pesach for one individual, as long as he's capable of eating a kizayis. V'afilu chabur shel meya she'ein in yechoil lechol kizayis. What happens if you have 100 people that are menuyim, but none of them are able to eat a kizayis on their own for whatever reason, then you cannot shecht on their behalf. And therefore Rashi says, and we're going to use Barry's famous statement, that what Rabbi Yossi holds is that we don't look at the gavra, we look at the cheftza. Meaning it makes no difference, you're talking about one person, 10 people, 100 people, the ikkar is that at least one kizayis of this Korban Pesach will be consumed. If that's the case, then you can go and check on behalf of that one individual. or 100 individuals. However, if you have 100 people that cannot eat the kezias, if you cannot, then you cannot go and shecht on their behalf. Rashi says that they cannot eat a kezias ben kulam. Masha for Rashi, that if each one of the 100 can eat a 1% of the kezias, and then the 100 people together, then it would be okay. The important thing is that there has to be a guaranteed consumption of the kezias, and if so, it makes no difference. One person, 10 people, 100 people, then you can go and check. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Rashi, second Rashi in the Mishnah, Vafilu chabura shel meya, Rabbi Yosi ka'omala. This is all a continuation of Rabbi Yosi. Kaloimar, loitalia milza de Pesach, elabachila. The key when you're determining how many people is eating. Yochid the yochalechel kezayis, shoichden olav, not like Rabbi Yehuda, even one person, if he can eat kezayis, no problem. May the en yochon lechel kezayis ben kulam, even the 100 together, we cannot get together again to kezayis. This one's going to eat a little, and this is going to be a little, and noch a little, another kolshu, another kolshu, but the 100 together not going to eat a kezayis, ain't shochten aleim, no good. So we don't count the people, we count the kezayisim. If the kezayis will be consumed, fine. Nisht is nisht. That's Rabbi Yosi. And again, we're going to see the basis of this based on psukim. And finally, the Mishnah tells us, ve'ein oisin chaburas nashim b'avodah uktanim, you cannot make a chabura of women, slaves, and children. And we're going to see in the Gemara, does that mean all of them together, or does that mean separate chaburas? On the bottom of the Omid and the Omid Beis, we're going to deal with this in Yetzisham. Getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, Tana Rabbanan Zokti Yomar. How do you know you can't go and check the Pesach for one individual? And the Pesach continues, the Pesach Pshat in this Pesach is that we're talking about at a time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, or the Mishkan and Shiloh was standing, and the Pesach says, Leisucha lizboyach es ha-posach b'yachad sherecha, asher Hashem lekecha noisen loch. If you live in Bnei Brak, or you live in Tel Aviv, don't think, oh, why should I be matriach to go to Yerushalayim where I have the Beis HaMikdash, or go to Shiloh where there's a Mishkan? I'll go and shecht on a private bummer, on a private mizbeach in my backyard. No, leisucha lizboyach es ha-posach b'yachad sherecha, you're not allowed to do that. And the next pasuk says, "Ki im alamokoyim ashi yivchar Hashem sham." There, you're going to go bring your carbon Pesach. Now, why does it have to say the word "biachad shirecha"? L'chayr would be enough to say leisucha lizboyach es ha-posach b'shirecha. Don't go and bring it among your own shiurim, meaning your own town, your own city. You got to go ki im alamokoyim ashi yivchar Hashem. You have to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So the word "achad" is extra, and therefore Darsh in the Gemara, take off the word Sherecha, and stop the Pasuk, Leisucha Lizboyach as a Pasuk Biachad. You're not allowed to go and bring a Karm Pesach with one person. Divrei Reb Yehuda. That's the Makar of his din. Reb Yosi Omer, Yochad V'yocholi Ochloi Shoichten Olav. If you have one person, and he can eat a Gantza Kezayis, you can Shecht, and I disagree with Reb Yehuda. What is he going to do with the achad? The Gemara is going to discuss that in another line. On the other hand, our Mishnah said Meir, the Brisa said, if you had a sarah, the ein yichon liachlai, if you have 10 people together and they cannot get together to eat a full kezayis, each one is going to eat a 20th of a kezayis, and therefore all 10 together are going to eat up a half a kezayis, ein shorichon aleim, you have to eat at least one kezayis to be able to go and bring the carbon Pesach. Rabbi Yosi, hi be'achad, my ovid lay. L'choira, Rabbi Yehuda has a good point. Is the X the word achad? What does he do with that? B'boyle Rabbi Shimon, he comes to Darshan, another drasha. Rabbi Shimon's drasha. The sign of Rabbi Shimon. Oimer, menay lezaveich as pischoy v'bomas yochid b'shas isur habomois shehu b'loy sesa. How do I know that if a person goes and brings a Karm Pesach on his private boma? B'shas isur habomois. B'shas isur habomois, when the Beis HaMikdash, for instance, was standing, when the Mishkan in Shiloh was standing. How do I know that if a person brought his own Karm Pesach with Bomas Yochid, that he is over a loisese, is over a lav, and he would get Malkis. Tamaloyma loisucha lizboyach es ha-posach b'yachad shorecha. Don't go and bring a Karm Pesach in one of your shiorim. One second. If a person goes and shechts a Karm Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, He doesn't just get an Isser Lav and get Malkus. He gets Kareis. He gets curtains. How do I know that? That's a din of Shchut Echutz. Ish ish asher yishchot michutz lamachne v'al peh ha'asach oy moyed le'evir le'hakrev korm l'Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem dom yichosh l'ishehu v'nichras l'ishehu mikerev amah. It's a chadin of kareis. I have to have a psanul loshev apostle v'suchal v'zboyach z'aposach. Every shchut echutz is a din of kareis. So this is not my kasha, this is Rashi's kasha. And Rashi says that the whole din of kareis only applies, like the next pasuk says, Isha shei ishchat michutz lamachne ve'al pesach oil moyed lo yevioi lahakriv karm l'Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem dom yichoshev le'ishahu dom shavach v'nichras le'ishahu mikerev amei. So that pasuk is talking clearly where he could have brought the karm pesach to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't. Ashe yishchat michutz lamachne ve'al pesach oil moyed lo yevioi. Zokt Rashi, he's got to be a ro'oi l'havioi el Pesach oil moyed, which means it's got to be in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, from 12:01 till 6 o'clock, sometime bein Raboyim, during the time that they're shechting the Korban Pesach. If he says, I am not going to go and join the masses because of social distancing, I'm going to stay in Bnei Brak and I'm going to go and shecht by myself. If he does it Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he gets kares. Our Gemara is talking about that this person not only did it shaloi b'mkoymoi, he did it shaloi b'zmanoi. He did it 11 o'clock in the morning when everybody else is finishing off eating their chametz and getting it ready to burn. What did he do? He starts bringing his Karban Pesach. This Karban Pesach, if he would bring it now to Yerushalayim, to the Kahanim, they would say, sir, you are early. Come back in another hour or two. We're not ready to shecht yet. So it's not ready to be lahavioi el Pesach oil moyed. Therefore, he's not oivar and shchut echutz. He doesn't get a din of kareis, but he does get a din of a lav. And like all lavin, a lav sheish by mice, a loikan olav, he would go and get malchus. So he's a Rashi. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, second wide line down below, Shehi Beloy Sesa. Now, third wide line, of course, B'shchut Yichutz Leka. Why? B'shchit is Kachem, Perik Basra, Mukla, B'koyim Chatzois. Mechus is Manhu, he's premature. L'skabu B'vnim. T'chsiv, because B'shchut Yichutz says, Ashi Yishcha Michutz Lamachne, V'Pesach Oyo Moy, V'Yadiyoy. Haroy L'Pesach Oyo Moy, V'Chaya Olav. If it's Ro'i to be brought now, in Pesach Oyo Moy, and you bring it privately, b'bomas yachid, then there's a din of kares. B'shen roi lo yom ayin ein chayv olav. And therefore, if you brought it in the morning, you don't get kares, you get a laugh. So getting back to our Gemara, that's how Rabbi Yossi darshel l'suchel esboichas bas miachad shirachot to tell us this then, that b'shas isra b'mois, it's b'lois esra. How do I know? Tamaloyim l'suchel esboichas bas miachad shirachot. Yochel af b'shas heter b'mois kein. Rabbi Yossi, we're about 8-9 lines from the bottom. I would think Avishas Heter Bamaskin. What happens if the period of time, for instance, between Mishkan Shiloi and the building of the first Beis Hamikdash, there was no Beis Hamikdash at that time. There was no Mishkan at that time. During that interval, there was Heter Habamais. What happens if the person brings his Karban Pesach on that Heter Habamais, on his Bamas Yachid? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Says the Gemara, it's a bad thing. But there is no Isser Lav. Why not? Tamaloy, because it says in the pasuk, "V'yachad shirech le'omru al b'shor shekol Yisrael nichnasim b'shar echad." Ah, that's what Reb Shimon and ultimately Reb Yosi do with the achad shirecha. The achad shirecha tells us that when Klal Yisrael are coming together b'shar echad to go to the Mishkan in Shiloi or to go to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh to bring the Karban Pesach, at that time, if you were to go and bring your Karban Pesach outside in Bnei Brak or somewhere else, oh, that's one we're talking about. When is the din of Leisuch HaLizbaych HaZabasa B'yachad Sherecho? Dafka when Klal Yisrael is able to go to the Mishkan in Shiloi or the Beis HaMikdash in Shalayim B'Shar Echad, and you decide to go and shecht somewhere else, ho ho ho, you're even Issa Lav if you do it in the morning. And if you do it in the afternoon, it's an Isra of Kares. However, if it's Heter Abamis, and there's no place that you can get together Bishar Echad, you shouldn't be bringing your Karm Pesach on your Abamis Yachid. She's saying, why not? There's no Beis HaMikdash anyway. And the answer is, there are two reasons. Reason number one is because Bamas Yachid, you could only bring Nidorim and Nidavois. You couldn't bring Choyvois. And just like you couldn't bring a Karm Chatas, a Karm Oshem, you couldn't bring the Karm Pesach because that's a Choyva. Can't bring it on the Bamas Yachid. And reason number two, because of Bamas Yachid, you can only bring a Karban Yachid. And Karm Pesach is considered to have the status of a Karm Tzibur because it's brought to Knufya when the masses of Klal Yisrael bring it together. Good. So that's what I learned about Chacherecha according to Joyce and Reb Shimon. Yes, somebody has a question.
After the Mishnah Shiloh was destroyed, whatever wasn't available, where did they bring the carbon vessel?
They didn't.
The same place that they bring it today.
Nowhere. Okay. And was Mishnah Shiloh, wasn't there another Mishkan, wasn't there another temporary?
Rashi talks about it. If you want to look at the Rashi about Noiv and Givoin, when it was Mutter, it wasn't Mutter. Rashi makes a Shikul Cheshvan in those times. It was Mutter, not Mutter. I am Rashi. But getting back to our Gemara, and now, in Jokti Moir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who learned Leisuchas Boichas Apostle, Biachad Sherako, that you're not allowed to go and trick the Karm Pesach al HaYochid. How does he know the din of Reb Shimon that there's a loy says if you bring the carbon pesach b'bamis yochid in the morning? So tomorrow tardi shamis mina. He thinks that from the pasuk of biachad shirecha you can learn both halachas. Number one, you don't need the word biachad. It could have said leisuch lebayis the pasuk b'sharecha that tells you don't check the pesach al hayochid. And number two, by the fact that it says leisuch lebayis the pasuk biachad shirecha, biachad shirecha tells you number one leisuchal there's a loy sesa, and the only time that there's a loy sesa biachad shirecha when Kans Klal Yisrael gets together at the time of Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash, if you go and use your own bama, then you over this loy sesa because that's the time when everybody comes together biachad shirecha becoming biachad. Anyway, so he learns both rashes. How does Rabbi Yossi know to learn the pasuk like Rabbi Shimon and like Rabbi Yossi learns? Maybe she'll learn like Rabbi Yehuda. Who the awesome? Rashi says that the kasha of the Gemara is nishkazash darka kasha because we have every time in Shas of virtually every blat you have two tanoim or two amiroim arguing pshat. How do you learn a drasha from a pasuk? This one learns a drasha azoy and this one learns a drasha azoy. But rather, the Gemara really wants to go and develop what Rabbi Yossi's basis of his drasha is. It's Amalach, says the Gemara, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yehuda learns the way he learns. Lo yisoka daitach, says Rabbi Yehuda, I could not learn like the others, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that you can go and shecht on behalf of one. Doksiv, ishlefi ochloi, it says in the pasuk, ishlefi ochloi. So what do I see from that? Ishlefi Achlai. Zogti Gemara. If you look at the Rashi, Uparchin al Rabbi Yossi, four lines on the bottom. Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Shimon. So tomorrow, Vala Pirchi Kulai. Why is that a stark kasha? The Ikalame, Mama Dorish Lehochi, Mama Dorish Lehochi. At the time, Rabbi Yossi, Mahad, Lefrush, and Ishlefi Achlai. The Gemara is trying to develop what's the real Mekoyer for Rabbi Yossi. In other words, we started our Mishnah and said that there's a machloek between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot go and check the pasuk, the Karm Pesach al HaYochid. Rabbi Yossi says you can as long as he can go and eat a kazais. So what's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda? That's because he says the Zuchim was the pasuk of the Echad. That's the drush of Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi learn like that? Because Rabbi Yossi has his own drush. He follows Rabbi Shimon. Comes to tell you the din of Bamas Yochid. So Freit Gemara, why didn't he prefer to learn like Rabbi Yehuda instead of learning like Rabbi Shimon? I'll tell you why he doesn't learn like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot go and shecht for one individual. Says Rabbi Yossi, yes you can. Because the pasuk says, Ish lefi achloi techoisu ala seh. And you'll remember the choisu b'loshin sursi means shechita. So even if you only have ish, one guy, one individual, if he achloi, that will eat achilas kezayis, tachoyzu shecht for him. Nu oy vazoy, so I have a befeidu shiraya, like Reb Yossi, that in fact you can shecht the Korban Pesach for one individual, not the way Reb Yehuda learned. Frank Digmar, Rami Lerav Ukva Barchin Namish Parishna Lerav. Miyom Reb Yehuda ain't shechtness of Pesach HaLeYochid. You just got finished saying Reb Yehuda holds. You cannot shecht the Korban Pesach HaLeYochid, and Minu will ask you a kasha from a braisa. And the Gemara is going to quote this braisa at some length with a lengthy discussion on the Amud Beis. But we start off the braisa briefly. Reminu isha berishin shochtan aleha b'fnei atzma u'b'sheni oisin oisa tfeil lachir. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that an isha, a woman, has a mitzvah of Korban Pesach just like a man, and therefore we'll shecht the Korban Pesach just for one lady alone. If you have Rachel Smith comes by with her shepsela, we'll shecht for her alone the first Korban Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach. Ubisheni, however, if she couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon for whatever, she was tummy, the Derech HaChoika, whatever, we won't go and shecht at her alone, but we'll allow her to go and be an additional monui on somebody else's carbon. So she can sign up as number two, but we won't bring her a carbon by herself. So the very same Rabbi Yehuda holds that for one woman, we will shecht b'fnei atzma. So how do you say here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that for one person we won't? Because it says, b'achad, v'yisuch l'spayis t'apasa, b'achad. Amalei. So he answered, the Rav Ukva Bachinami Parishna asked Rava, so Rava answered, loitem b'fnei atzma. When it said in the Braisa that shoich roleh b'fnei atzma, it's really ela'im b'fnei atzmon. That if you have multiple women, at least two, then we will shecht the Korban Pesach for them alone by Pesach Rishon, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that women also have a chayva, but we're not going to go and shecht only for women by Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni is a rishus when it comes to women. Aha! So therefore, what do I see from this? Os kashas, not a kash anymore. That Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot go and shecht for one individual, that remains. You cannot shecht for one individual, whether it's a woman or a man, it makes no difference. One person you cannot shecht. The Braisa said you can go and shecht b'fnei atos, b'fnei atzman. Multiple women, at least two, yeah, no problem, even by Pesach Rishon. Solta daita chamina, maybe women are potter for Pesach Rishon? No. Women are chayv just like the male folk, they gotta bring Pesach Rishon, and therefore you can shecht on behalf of two or more ladies by themselves. Omalei, mi avdina chabur shekula noshim. You're telling me that you can go and shech bifnei atzmon just for women? But now let's look at our Mishnah. Ein oisa chabur is noshim v'avodim v'ktanim. My love, doesn't the Mishnah mean noshim l'chudayim, v'avodim l'chudayim, v'ktanim l'chudayim, that you cannot have a chabur only of women, only of avodim, only of ketanim? And you just said now that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can shech for women bifnei atzmon. Is Rabbi Yehuda arguing with our Mishnah? Amalei lo, you didn't understand the Mishnah properly. The Mishnah meant to say, don't mix and match. Noshim v'avodim uktanim means noshim v'avodim don't allow that there should be only a Karban Pesach for women and slaves together. Mishum tiflus. Tiflus means, chas v'shalom, says Rashi, avera, we're afraid that they're going to come lidei zinus. After all, avodim are usually, if you will, lowlifes. And therefore, I'm afraid, chas v'shalom, the eved is going to want to live with the woman, and therefore, don't allow it. Similarly, ketanim v'avodim also is awesome. Mishum pritzusa. Pritzusa, says Rashi, is a nice way of using the expression, mishkav zohar, we're afraid that chas v'shalom, the eved is going to live with a cotton. But noshim b'fnei atzman, no problem. Avodim b'fnei atzman, no problem. With a ketanim b'fnei atzman, that's already a shayla in halacha, because since nobody over there is a mechoyev, they're all peturim. I'd rather go and shecht a korban pesach for peturim. So that, in fact, many of the mefarshim say ketanim b'fnei atzman loy, but avodim b'fnei atzman okay, because avodim, even if you're talking about ever kenani, a mechoyev in all mitzvahs kenoshim, and this man yema holds that noshim are also mechoyev. So therefore, you can have a chabura of noshim. Zoki Mor Gufa. We started talking about Rabbi Yehuda, now we're going to see it's a three-way machloikis lagabi women. Zokta Braisa Gufa Isha Barishan Shoichlul Abafnei Atzma or Bifnei Atzmon, like we just corrected on the Omer Aleph, that Pesach Rishon, because women have a choiva. Ubesheni Pesach Sheni Uysen Uysen Tvein Lacherim, don't go and check for women alone, they can only join the ticket together with men. That's the Rabbi Yehuda that we had on the Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ishav Shani Shoich Lelev Afnei Atzma, Vein Terech Leim Berishon. Rabbi Yossi said you can go and shecht for a woman by herself. Second, by Pesach Shani, and certainly by Pesach Rishon. And here we don't have to go and change the girsa, because this is Rabbi Yossi Lishitosi that said on the Amud Aleph that you can shecht a Karm Pesach even for one individual. And by the way, the prior mishnah, the first mishnah that we learned today about the five people, the person that was an onain, umafakeh hasagal, or the choyla, or the zakin, or the person who's chavish bebeis v'surim, where the mishnah said, "Ooh, be careful! Don't go and shecht b'fnei atzmoi, because chas v'sholem he might not be able to eat the karm pesach that night if he's umafakeh hasagal." All those cases, that Tana holds that a regular individual you can go and shecht b'fnei atzmoi, like Rabbi Yossi. It's only one of these five that Mishnah says you can't, because I'm afraid there's a good chance, a good likelihood, a good possibility that he won't be able to eat the Karm Pesach at night. So we don't want the Karm Pesach to be brought for naught. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi again holds that for an Isha you can shecht b'fnei atzma, both for first Karm Pesach and for second Karm Pesach, because he holds women have a choiva both types. Reb Shimon Omer, Isha Barishan Oisin Oisin Tveila Lachedim. The first time you can chaper, she can go along for the ride on a list of menuyim of menfolk. So she could sign up on that list. She could be a Tveila Lachedim. A B'Sheini and Shekhle Kolekar, she cannot even join a list of menfolk because she should not eat from the Karban Pesach Sheini. We'll see in a moment the Svaris of all three. Or not the Svaris, the Makoyrois. The Maika Miflagi. What does Reb Yehuda hold? I mean, we know what they hold, but what's the Makar for Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, and Reb Shimon? Zokti Yomar, Reb Yehuda Sova. It says in the Pasuk that when you're bringing a Karban Pesach, you're bringing it the Michnath Nefoshois. That we've already had this before. Michnas Nefoshois is the Makar for the din of Menuyim. Because Michsas means that you go and take a tally, a sum, some total of Nefoshois. No, it doesn't say mimichsas anoshim. It says mimichsas nefashos. But for the noshim are also nishomis. They're also nefashos. So they're included. That's why they have a choiva on Pesach Rishon. V'chitem av'il hochi afilu b'sheni nami. B'sheni rishon also be chayiv. K'siv cheta yisahu ishahu. Ish in ishalai. Now what does it say cheta yisahu ishahu? For those of you that have the Torah Oresh Shalem, the next pasuk is Vo'ish asher hu tohoir uvederech loyhoya v'choda las is a pesach, a person who was tohar, and he was not traveling. He could have, would have, should have brought the karm pesach v'choda las is a pesach, and he didn't. V'nechus ha'nevi shahim mi'ameo, he gets koreis ki karban Hashem lo hikri b'mayad. He didn't bring the karm pesach the one he was supposed to. Chet yisa ishahu, this person is going to have a chet, and he has koreis, and it's a terrible thing. The Poshim Shan, the Pasuk, it's all related to the Pesach Rishoy. A guy that was not Tomei, and he was not far away, he was in Yerushalayim at the time. V'chod lasis Pesach, and he said, no, I'm not bringing the Karm Pesach. V'nichus, he gets Karis. And then it says, Chetiso Ishahu. However, that's not the way the Gemara is darshening that Pasuk. Because if that's the case, then we have no right to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara wants to know, how is she parted from Pesach Sheni? Because it says, B'Sheni Ksiv, Chet Yiso Ishahu. That's not true. Chet Yiso Ishahu says, by Karban Pesach Rishon, not by Pesach Sheni. Rashi's bothered by that Kasha. And Rashi says in Mietchim on Daf Tzadik Gimel, Mietchim, we're going to learn that Mietchim on Monday, the Gemara is going to break up, at least according to one man, the Yomar, this Pasuk into two segments. The first segment starts off for Isha Shehutor v'derech loyhoyev v'chodolasas haPesach v'nichras ha'nefesh shehi me'ameha, period. You don't bring the Karm Pesach on Pesach Rishon. You were able to and you didn't. You have a din of Karis. Now we start a new segment. And this word ki, as you know, Rashi always says in Chumash, brings from Chazal, the ki can be understood be'arba l'shoynois, and one of the arba l'shoynois is the word im, if. And we start a new thought. Im Karban Hashem lehikrim miyadoi. What happens if a person who was supposed to bring the Pesach Sheni Karban, if he didn't bring that Karban Pesach Sheni, Chet Yisa Ishahu, that person is going to bear a sin. But it says Chet Yisa Ha Ishahu. It doesn't say Chet Yisa Hanefeshahu. You know why? Because Pesach Sheni, only Ish is Chayiv and not Isha. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda darshins the Pasuk. So back to the Gemara. Pesach Rishon, a woman is Chayiv and says Nichlach is Fosho, is a filin Noshim. I, B'chitei Me'ioch, a filin B'sheni Nami, Ksiv Chet Yisa Shahu, and that's referring to Pesach Sheni, Ish in Isha Loi, she's parted from Pesach Sheni. V'chitei Me, if that's the case, if she's parted, Ioch, a filin T'vein Nami, B'sheni, Loi, B'sheni Loi. Why don't I say we shouldn't even add her to the list? Which is, if you remember what Reb Shimon says, that we're not going to even allow it to be a Tfeilu L'Achinim B'Sheini. After all, it's only Isha, not Isha. So maybe we shouldn't even have her on the list. And have her as a Tafel. Says the Gemara, it says by Pesach Sheini, K'chol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai, that the second Pesach, the Pesach Sheini, should be identical to the Pesach Rishon. No, just like with the Pesach Rishon, women can bring. In fact, women have a choivet to bring, but at least they can bring. So even though women do not have a choivet, the Pesach Sheni, but at least it's enough Pesach Pesach that you can go and add them to the list. But don't bring it for them independently because they have no independent chiyuv for Pesach Sheni. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go to Rabbi Yossi. Now what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said both by Pesach Rishon and by Pesach Sheni, you can shecht for a woman bifnei atzma. Rabbi Yossi, my time, tachzib barishon b'michnas lefoshes b'fila isha. Same drasha as Rabbi Yehuda. Uksib b'pesach sheni v'nichus ha-nefesh shehi mi-Yisrael. Now really in this pasuk that we just quoted, it says v'nichus ha-nefesh shehi mi-Ameha. It doesn't say mi-Yisrael. So the Rishash and other mafarshim take out the word mi-Yisrael, and the article points out that this is a mistake. You should take out the word v'nichus ha-nefesh shehi. What do I learn from that? Nefesh v'fila noshim. Ah, since it says nefesh, and remember, we're dashing this second half of the pasuk that it's referring to, even though this part of the pasuk is on the first half. But it says the pasuk nichus nefesh, well, the nefesh va'afilu noshim, even women are included, even pesach sheni. What do I do with the chet yiso ish? Ish v'lo isha, like Rabbi Yehuda said that the potter says ish. What do we do with this pasuk? The mutei katan mi kareis. What happens if a cotton didn't bring the carbon? Then he is potter from kareis. Barry's already lifting his hand and saying, why would I have thought that the cotton should be chayiv kareis? He's not mechuyev b'mitzvos. And that's in fact Toisus is kasha, the second kasha, second Toisus here in the Amud Ishvili cotton tema. And my Yisrich, hey chamatzini shechayiv cotton b'mitzvos. Where do I ever find that a cotton's chayiv b'mitzvos and you should chayiv b'kareis? What's going on over here? What happens? He was only 12 years and 11 and a half months at Pesach Rishon. This fellow was born Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and he celebrates his bar mitzvah in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Was he able to bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon? No, for whatever reason he couldn't bring it. Can he go and bring it now on Pesach Sheni? Yes. Should he bring in a Pesach Sheni? Says Toisus, it's Tashlum in the Rishon. If you were potter in Pesach Rishon, you're potter in Pesach Sheni. And therefore, if this cotton didn't bring his carbon Pesach Barishon, anyway, he was a cotton. What happens if he didn't bring the carbon Pesach Sheni? He's also a potter. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you, Ish V'loi cotton. Okay, so we have so far the Mekoyros for Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi. Now we come to Reb Shimon. Remember, what did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says that Noshim are potter, even by Pesach Rishon, but we allow them to be a tefel lacherim. B'sheini ain't shoych l'leah kol ikr zira. Frank Demar Reb Shimon, how does he get his drasha? K'se b'rishoin ish. Ish in ishalai. Even by rishoin it says ish. We said m'michsas nefashais. Where does it say ish by rishoin? I don't know yet. The Gemara is going to ask that question in another 5 or 6 lines. Stay tuned. But ish v'la isha by Pesach Rishon. Why do we allow then the Isha to be a Tvela, to be signed up on the list as a Menuya? After all, she is potter. Ish v'loi Isha. We should tell her, lady, go home and eat chicken. Don't eat Karben Pesach, you are potter. Ahanili Mechzes Nefashis, the Tvela. Mechzes Nefashis does say Mechzes Nefashis by Pesach Rishon. That includes all Nefashis, including women. So they can be, they don't have a Chiyuv. They have a shus, we can include them. So why don't we say b'sheni the same thing, that she should be able to have tefila la'achirim? Miat rachmana b'sheni d'chsev cheta yisahu ishahu ish in isha loy. It comes to go and exclude the isha. What is it coming to Mamayit? Imachiyav, is it telling us that she has no choiva by Pesach Sheni? Hashav Rishon Loi, B'Sheni Miboya. If on Pesach Rishon she didn't have a choiva, and like Tosfos said that the whole purpose of Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin L'Rishon. If she's part of Rishon, of course she's part of Sheni. So why does the Torah have to say again, Chati Yisrael Ishahu Ish in Isha Loi? Allow Mitfela to go and exclude that even Tfela she should not be one of the Menuyim on the Karban Pesach with a group of men. Fraytimar, we started off that Reb Shimon says Ksiv Berishoin Ish. Where does it say Ish Berishoin? Or my Ish to come, Reb Shimon. Inayim b'vichulahem Ish Selaveis Oveis Selaboyes. It says Ish. And when we look in the Yitzchak, the Amar Ish Zoyche ve'ein Katan Zoyche. Now, what means Ish Zoyche ve'ein Katan Zoyche? Here it doesn't really mean Zoyche. It really means to be Mizake. What happens if you have an Ish who has a friend and he wants to invite his friend as a guest? He had him in mind already before the Shechitas Karban Pesach. Yankel had in mind his friend Beryl. Beryl, you're going to join me for Karban Pesach, even though Beryl didn't pay. But Baruch Hashem, there are only 10 menuyim on this carbon. There's plenty of kezeitzim to go around. Ish, a man who is a monoi, could go and be zoicha on behalf of somebody else. But what happens if you have a cotton that's on the list, and Yankel is inviting Yankel, who's 12 years old, Yankele is inviting his friend Beryl, that he should be, come along for the ride, you're going to be my guest. And Ish zoicha mein cotton zoicha, and Ish can be zoicha for others, but a cotton cannot, because he doesn't have enough maturity, enough seichel, enough das, to go and be mezaka for others. So I need the Ish celebrates always for that drasha. How do I know Ish v'loi Isha? Says Yomar, you're right, well, then the Ish l'fi achloi. What is the Ish l'fi achloi? That pasuk that we quoted before, pasuk Aleph. The michsas nefashos Ish l'fi achloi. Ish v'loi Isha. Frey Timora, what do you mean? How do you learn that? Han Reb Yoisi, Sobelak Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Nami, Sobelak Reb Yoisi. What does that mean? Since we sit back in the Yomad Aleph, we had a machloikis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yoisi, where they can go and shecht on behalf of one individual. And Reb Yoisi says, yes, you can shecht on behalf of one individual, because it says, Ish l'fi achloi. What do I do with the pasuk? Loi suchal is boyach as a pasuk. Be'achad sherecha. I learn that like Reb Shimon. So Reb Yoisi learned like Reb Shimon, and Reb Yoisi also learns Ish v'lefi Yachlai. So Reb Yoisi learned like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon probably Nami so like Reb Yoisi. So don't I need the Ish v'lefi Yachlai, the Shoich l'sa Pesach ala Yochid? So Ibazoi, how do I know to go and exclude an Isha from Ish l'fi Yachlai? I need the Ish l'fi Yachlai to tell you they can go and check that on behalf of one individual. Sai, a man, and Sai, a lady. My Ish, after all, going back to that first pasuk, it could say in the pasuk, the mikhnas nefashos means make a tally of all the nefashos that are going to eat from this Karban Pesach, and lefi achla, make sure that these people are capable of eating, not a person that is already 119 and he's been drinking Ensure for the last 10 years, or chas v'shalom, a person who's a choyla in the ICU and he cannot eat anything. So these type of people, I know someone from Rockland County who unfortunately had COVID, Rahman al-Islan. He wasn't not a Jew, but another wonderful person. He had COVID, and he told me that he was in hospital for 10 days, and for 10 days he didn't eat the whole time. Obviously, he must have drunk or had intravenous, but he didn't eat anything. So it's possible, and the person is a relatively young man, probably in his 30s or 40s. He wasn't able to eat for 10 days. So the pasuk is telling you, lefi achloi, you have to be able to eat. And techoisu, for those people that are eaters, techoisu alaseh, go and shecht for them. So it doesn't have to say Ish l'fi achlai. It could have said Mechnas HaFarshah l'fi achlai. That extra Ish comes to tell you Shamas Mina Tarti, comes to tell you both drushes. Drusha number one, like we had in the Amud Aleph, that you can even shech the Karm Pesach for one individual. And number two, to go and tell you the Ish Ish Veloy Isha. Talking about Kaman Azul Hadiyam Reb Loza. Reb Loza said the following halacha. Isha Barish and Choyva, Ubishen Rishus, Vedoiches HaShabbos. So now before we get to the Doiches HaShabbos, Isha Barish and is a Choyva, Bishen is Rishus. Who's the one that said that? That's the first man, the Yomar, Rabbi Huda, at the top of the Amud, right? What did Rabbi Huda say, the top line, two lines of the Amud Aleph here in the Amud Beis? Gufa, Isha Barishan, Shortalim of the Atzah, because he's a Choyva, or Bishen Yoysim of Tzvela, because of Rishus, Tiv Rabbi Huda. So this Rabbi Loza goes smack, just like Rabbi Huda, and that's what the Gemara is going to say in another four lines. Kiman, who is it? Go and contribute. But before the Gemara answers that question, the Gemara gets off on a sidetrack for a moment, and the Gemara says, huh, Isha Barishayin is a Chayva, Ubisheni Karbin Pesach Sheni, it's Rishus, and it's Doiches HaShabbos. Frey Timor, I Rishus, am I Doiches HaShabbos? If the only person that needs this Karbin Pesach is a woman, you're telling me that we'll shecht for this woman Rishus, even though it's Shabbos? Chas Hashem, Shabbos, you can't go and shecht the Rishus. Can you bring the Dharma and the Dovis on Shabbos? Can you bring a Karm Chattas, a Karm Oshim on Shabbos? Chas Hashem. If it's a Choyva, Karm Pesach, then of course, that's Doiches Shabbos. But not if she's just a Rishus. Says Imor, you're right. This was a misquote of Rebbe Lozer, El Eima. Bishayni, for a woman, it's Rishus. O Barishayn Choyva, it's such a Choyva, Barishayn. It's even Doiches Shabbos. Just like for men folk, it's Doiches Shabbos for the ladies. Kiman, now who is this Rabbi Loza going in accordance with? Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, at the top of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, a separate halacha, totally, Eino Yisra Chabura Shekula Gerim. Don't make a Chabura only of Gerim. Shem Yedaktiku Boi V'yavidu L'idei Psal. As we know, Gerim, because they've joined the Jewish religion, they are all very, very well motivated with the best of intentions to go and be medaktik with mitzvahs, to go and do everything perfectly. However, because of their great diktuk and mitzvahs, we have a problem. What's the problem? They may come up with chumris that we, Klal Yisrael, do not abide by. Briska chumris, chazoin ish chumris, which are not lahalacha. And they're going to go and passel the carbon. Not because Chas Hashem is doing something bad. They're trying to be super religious. And they're going to say, no good, you did it the wrong way. You put some water on the Karm Pesach. It says in the Pasuk, Al teichem en no vashel vushel b'moyim, you're not allowed to. And they'll say, no, means when it's roasted, or when it's raw. Not like the way we learned, that it's partially roasted and partially not roasted, etc., etc. They're going to be medakic. Therefore, have the gerim go and append them, or let them join menuyim who are regular yidin in Klal Yisrael, who have a mesayda, who know what is kosher, what's not kosher, where you have to be machmer, where you don't have to be machmer, and make sure they shouldn't be gerim by themselves, but go and throw them in together with born Jews. Nushnik, Tanarban. Until now, we only spoke about the Karm Pesach. What about the din of eating matzah umara? So we know it says in the Pasuk, al matzah umarim yichlu. So it says in the Braisa, Pesach matzah umarim berishoin is a choyva. On the first day, meaning on Erev Pesach, now you brought your Karm Pesach berishoin, and now you're eating the Karm Pesach at night, at Seder night, that's a choyva. Because ve'elach, the rest of the yontif, Pesach matzah umarim is a rishus. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, what are you talking about? Pesach is Rishus, the rest of Yontif. If the Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach, it's noiser. If you want to bring the Karm Pesach on the first day of Yontif or on Chol HaMoed, it's too late. So what is this business about? It's Rishus for the rest of Yontif. The Gemara is going to ask that question in one more line. Don't be noivis, don't be agitated. We're going to ask that question in a moment. Reb Shimon Oimer. Ba'noshim, you're talking about men, it's a choyva. U'benoshim rishus. We're going to explain what that means in a moment. We're going to get back to Reb Shimon. But first we come back to the Tanakh Kama. The Tanakh Kama says, Pesach matzah mor v'rishim, choyim mekan ve'elach rishus, freitim mor ahai koi. What do we mean mekan ve'elach rishus? Ilay ma Pesach, we're talking about the Karm Pesach. Pesach kol shiva mi'ika. Did you ever hear of bringing a Karm Pesach and eating it on the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day? You can only eat it the first night. You can't even, during the first day you can't eat it. What is this business of rishus? What we're saying is Pesach avada the choiv is berishoy. Matz umorar are choiv berishoy, and the rishus for the rest of Yontif. Even the use of the term morar is the choir a little bit, if you will, strange, because there's certainly no mitzvah at all the gabi eating morar the rest of Yontif. But it's saying if you want to eat matzah morar the rest of Yontif, there's no choiva. You want to eat it, you eat it. If you don't want it, you don't eat it. Just make sure don't eat chametz for the rest of Yontif. You want to just eat eggs and potatoes and meat, that's fine. You don't have to eat matzah, you don't have to eat morar the rest of Yontif. It's a rishus. Okay, so that works nicely. Amosef. Okay, now what is this referring to? Are we talking about the din of achilas matzah that anoshim is choiva and benoshim rishus? Lesson Reb Shimon the Omer of Lazar. Don't you remember that famous drasha of Lazar? Anoshim chayovas b'achilas matzah d'vah toira. Shenemar loyseichel of chametz shibas yam and toichel of matzis. Koshi yeshem b'al toichel chametz yeshem b'kol achol matzah. Bani noshim hov yeshem b'al toichel chametz yeshem b'kol achol matzah. What is this Rebbe Elazar all about? You remember we had this earlier in our Masechta. Normally women are potter from all mitzvah asei she'as man groma. So women should be potter from eating matzah umoror on the first night of Pesach. It's a mitzvah asei. However, because of the fact that we, Kodesh Baruch Hu, juxtaposed, he was masmich the isser of eating chametz together with the din of eating matzah in the same pasuk, it's coming to tell you, anybody that's not allowed to eat chametz, that refers already both to men and to women, because an issur, a lav, even a lav, that zman groma, women are chayiv. It's only a mitzvah asei shazman groma, they're potter. But a mitzvah loisese shazman groma, women are chayiv. So just like women are chayiv in the issur of chametz, they're mechuyev in the din of matzah. Doesn't everybody hold this drasha? Bani noshim hoyu v'yeshem about toichel chametz yesh b'kol machol matzah. So how does Reb Shimon say that women are rishus? And it says Yimara Eima, start the brisa over again. Pesach matzah umorar berishon is a choyva. Mikan ve'eloch. Pesach is osur. You can't have Pesach after that. Matzah umorar is a rishus. Reb Shimon Oimer, let's get back to Pesach. By Pesach, Banoshim is a choiva. Banoshim is a rishus. Why does Reb Shimon hold by Pesach, Noshim is a rishus? Oh, that's the Reb Shimon that we had earlier on this Amud, the third shita, the third day abroad in this Praisa. And the reason is because it says in the Pasuk Ish. What does it say in the Pasuk Ish? Ish lefi achloi. Ish v'loy isha, and so therefore, ba'anoshim avad the Pesach the first night is a choiva. Benoshim is not a choiva; it's a din of a rishus, and therefore, oisin lot feila. Thank you, all rabbis. I know it's late. Thank you all for being moisin nefesh and joining in the shir. Any questions? Good tovach. Amal v'digavach. Afreid v'chavach. You too, Reb Shloima. And Mietzim tomorrow morning, 7:50 or so, we'll continue on Mietzim Daf Tzadik Pes. Call to everyone. Be well and good. Bye bye.